Well, Todd Sharon with us here at Robinhood Radio has two events, one that kicks off the summer, one that really signifies the end of summer. Of course, it's the Sharon Classic Road Race. Really does tell us that summer is just around the corner and kicks off a big summer season. But what wraps up the season as well is an amazing event. It's the 23rd annual Sharon Summer Book Signing, which comes up on Friday, August the 2nd. Now, I know you've got August. There's a lot of hot weather. But really, once you get into August, you're already looking towards the start of school in a couple of weeks. But this is just a great community event. And once again, it is coming up on August the 2nd, Friday, from 6 to 8 p.m. And with us once again this year to talk a little bit about the event, we have Gretchen Heckmeister and Nicole Thornton. Gretchen and Nicole, thanks for joining us.
Thank you for having us.
Yes, thank you, Marshall.
Now, first things first, I hear a rumor. Is Henry Kissinger really coming back?
He is really coming back for the fourth time to the book signing. He's 95 years old. And he will be with us.
He's an amazing guy. I sat next to him and spoke to him, actually, not next to him, a couple of times, and he's just a real interesting guy. And he is a star performer at these events. But on top of someone like that, which has international significance, you have authors that range just about local, national, regional, all well-accomplished authors. Why don't we talk about some of those authors?
That would be great. We're very pleased to have a number of people who either live here year-round in our neck of the woods or who have some kind of connection. There's some really amazing people who are right here with us. We're very strong with our fiction offerings this year, a lot of wonderful novels, and three of those are by local, actually four of the five are by people who live in Litchfield, Sharon, Cornwall, and Lakeville, which is very exciting. So Martha Hall Kelly will be with us. She is a New York Times bestselling author of historical fiction from Litchfield. And Roxana Robinson will be here from Cornwall with her new novel, Dawson's Fall, which is inspired by her great-grandfather's letters and journals. And Helen Klein Ross of Lakeville will be here with the book that some people may have read, The Late Comers, which was inspired by her own home on Lakeville Lake. And we're very excited that Sharon's own Peter Steiner will be with us. His artwork is hanging in the library for this summer as well, which is wonderful. And his new novel, The Good Cop, which is a suspense thriller set in Weimar, Germany, will be making its American debut in Sharon at the book signing, which is really exciting.
Now let's talk a little bit about the admission to get into this incredible event is $40, which benefits the library. But I don't think that if you're a couple or even if you're two couples that want to go out for a night of entertainment, I don't think there's a better value anywhere within 100 miles than what is offered at this event.
Oh, thank you. Yes, tickets are $40 in advance or at the door. And with cocktails, hors d'oeuvres, all of the great authors, it really is a great, a small amount of money for the amount of fun you get every year.
Well, that's the whole thing. I mean, the cocktails and the hors d'oeuvres aren't just for, like, the first 20 minutes. I mean, they go right to the very end. And another thing is, what better way to have some hors d'oeuvres and a cocktail, and you get not only to buy books and see books, but you get to talk and interact with the authors and your friends and neighbors who are also doing the same thing.
Absolutely, absolutely. That's most of the fun about it.
It's amazing. Now, we should mention also that go along with this on Saturday and Sunday, 10 to 4 on Saturday and 10 to 2 on Sunday, you have your annual used book sale, and that's always a pretty cool event to go side by side with this as well.
Yeah, that'll be great. Our volunteers have been very hard at work sorting a lot of books, and rumor has it that the books are really great quality this year, some really extra special things. A couple of local people have donated their personal libraries to us in the last year, and so we have some really wonderful first editions and collectibles as well.
And if that's not enough, you have also, along with the summer book signing and the book sale, there's always dinners, author dinners that follow this that are sold out. And as we speak right now, recording this interview, you have two of those left, right?
Yes, we have five dinners, and there are seats available still for two of them. One is for Martha Hall Kelly, the novelist, author of Lost Roses, and the other is a nonfiction book, history, called Einstein's War, written by Matthew Stanley, who's a professor at NYU, and it's an investigation into sort of the miraculous fact that Einstein was able to develop his theory of relativity during World War I, while cut off from many of his colleagues and lots of the information and data that he needed.
We are talking right now, once again, with both Nicole Thornton and Gretchen Hefmeister. We're talking about the Hotchkiss Library in Sharon, 23rd Annual Summer Book Signing. It's a rain or shine event because, quite frankly, I've never seen an event better set up to withstand either either hot summer weather or occasional thunderstorm downpours. Really, it's absolutely amazing the way this is set up.
Well, we hope that we're due for some good weather karma this year, but I knock on wood as I speak, after the last couple of years where we've had downpours and last year the power outage. So we're really hoping we have some nice cooler weather, low humidity, and a little late afternoon sunshine.
And what's interesting about this whole event is that when people come, they can pay either by cash, check, or even credit card. I think that's important to point out to people.
That's correct. Yeah, we do have the capabilities to use credit card at the Hotchkiss Library of Sharon, except for American Express, I should note.
Yes. Yes. Or if the power goes out like last year.
Oh,
but.
Well, that was, but I have to say this. Your volunteers that help out at this event, the amount of volunteers that you have help out, whether it's accepting credit cards, whether it's manning the bar, whether it's the kids that come around with the hors d'oeuvres, it really is amazing how flexible and, under a tense situation, because it gets very packed in there, how well they all just carry off this, and it goes, it seems to go seamlessly every year.
Well, thank you. We really can't do it without all of the volunteers, and I'd say there are probably about 40 people who are there working, there and behind the scenes to make it all happen that evening. And it moves very fast. It's a quick 2 hours. A lot's going on. But I think the volunteers have a good time as well.
And who gets to pick the food?
What do you mean, the selection?
Yeah, who comes up with the menu?
I talk with the good people at Giffords, and we try to remember what people liked last year.
I just think the way the kids serve, the way the authors are all there, willing to speak to people, not only just push their books, really, and we can't minimize the importance of the funding that this goes to the Hotchkiss Library. Talk about that for just a second.
Well, we raise about 60% of our annual budget each year through fundraising, and this is our major fundraiser for the year. And so it's very important for people to come and to buy books, and we really appreciate everybody's support that allows us to be open 7 days a week and to do all the things that we do for the community. So we're happy to do that. And again, as you said, it's a real community event, and it's wonderful to have the eighth grade kids there helping us serve the food. And I would also mention that we get lots of positive feedback from the authors. And for the most part, they have a wonderful time. They love to come. They love to meet their colleagues and meet their readers. And slowly over the years, as we've expanded and we reach further afield to invite authors, we have a growing reputation with different publishers and publicists that this is a good place and it's worth making the effort to come attend the event.
And once again, it's the Hotchkiss Library in Sharon, the 23rd, unbelievable, annual summer book signing on Friday, August 2nd, 6 till 8 p.m. More information at hotchkisslibrary.org or 860-364-5041. Have I left anything out that we want to talk about?
Well, just one thing. You can see a lineup of our books and all the authors at our designated website, sharonbooksigning.weebly.com. There you can find out how to buy tickets, which authors are coming, our underwriters, author dinners, etc. Stuff like that there. Yep,
that's right. And there's something for everyone. Kids, cookbooks, gardening, fiction, nonfiction, history, current events, anything you could want. You can get a head start on your Christmas shopping.
Well, we look forward to broadcasting from it every year, and we'll see you guys on August the 2nd.
Great. Thank you so much, Marshall.